24 Open Government Commission meeting. I'd like to call a meeting to order. Ask the city clerk, please take a roll call.
Commissioner Chen.
Here.
Miley.
Present.
Chair Sullivan.
Here.
Three present, and hopefully Commissioner Telos will join us. I didn't hear that he wasn't coming, so hopefully he'll be here.
The second item is non-agenda public comment. Is there any speakers?
There is not. I'm just making sure nobody remote, and we have nobody in person, so nope, none.
Okay. Then under the regular agenda items, 3A, minutes of January 29th, 2024. Are there any questions to that?
In reviewing the minutes, granted I was absent that meeting, there's a spelling correction for chair on page 9 at the top.
Oh, thank you. I will get that.
That's the only thing I would note.
Thank you.
Are there any speakers for this item?
Yes, there's one. Jay Garfinkel.
Hi, actually I wanted to do a non-agenda address, but I was having trouble finding the raise my hand. Can I do that?
Please go ahead.
Yeah, I've been following the Open Government Commission for probably 5 or 6 years. You know, the commission was set up, oh, I don't know, 12 years ago, something like that, by some concerned citizens who wanted to make sure we had transparency of the government activities. Over the last few years, though, the transparency has gradually been shut down. About maybe 4 years ago, one of the present commission members brought in a complaint that actually got accepted as valid. And when the council found out that they were going to be held to the rules, they changed the rules so that the Open Government Commission had no authority. And then in the years following that, this particular commissioner invariably voted to block transparency. And then in maybe 2 years, 3 years ago, the complaints, legitimate complaints, were all defeated largely by manipulation of the input from the city attorney's office. So we've reached the point where the commission really doesn't want to accept any complaints anymore. This is probably at the behest of the city attorney's office combined with the mayor's input. The mayor saw fit to block all Zoom input from the community. She did that initially in response to all the hassle related to the Gaza war. But then she chose to continue to gag the community. Citizens can no longer address the council about non-agenda items. And we had always been able to have some input to bring up new ideas, but the present council is no longer willing to listen to input from the citizens. And I would hope that the Open Government Commission would get back to its original mandate. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody have any comments or questions for our speaker? Okay.
Okay, and so now you can go back to the minutes. Sorry about that. And then, so I have the correction to page 9.
Is there any discussion or motions anybody would like to make with regards to the January 29, 2024 meeting minutes?
I move to accept.
As I wasn't here, I don't.
I can second that. As the chair, can I second that?
Yes.
Okay. So accepted. Item 3B.
You need a vote, though.
Oh, okay. You want to call a vote?
Yeah, you can do a voice vote, or I can do a roll call vote, whatever you prefer.
Roll call vote.
Okay. Commissioner Chen?
Aye.
Miley?
Aye.
Chair Sullivan?
Aye.
That carries by three ayes.
Okay. Item 3B, adopt proposed amendments to the bylaws. I'd like to have the city clerk give a brief presentation.
So I'm bringing the bylaws to you tonight because the bylaws included a section pertaining to hearings, and since there's a hearing officer now and the commission will no longer be handling the hearings, that's the main change to the whole bylaws, and so it's just being brought to you tonight for approval.
Are there any speakers with regards to that?
Yes, one, Jay Garfinkel.
A change that I noticed is to, it looks like limit the amount of time that speakers can address, I think, non-agenda items. That whole paragraph is lined through. It formerly, I think people could speak for 15 minutes, or the combined group could speak for 15 minutes. And now it looks like that ability is totally eliminated. There are two or three other items that were changed, and I think the changes are significant and undoubtedly came from the city attorney's office. I would ask that you very carefully look at some of these changes. Remember, the idea is to preserve or enhance transparency. Thank you.
Do any of the commissioners have any questions of our speaker?
I don't have a question of the speaker, but just
do you want ever,
but I would just like to clarify with the city clerk. I did read.
That's an excellent. Do you have any questions for the city clerk?
I see. Perfect. My reading of the bylaws in the red line was that section that the speaker was referring to simply changes the first 15 of the minutes of the meeting being for non-agenda public comment, so that all of the comment can be heard at the start of the meeting. If it ended up being 20 minutes, then so be it.
Correct. That's exactly what it does. And just in my entire history of staffing this commission, it's never gone over the 15 minutes, but that is just eliminating that time cap so that it can be longer.
So that we don't have two public comment periods, we just have one at the start of the meeting.
Which is the same of all other boards and commissions in the city.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. That was my only question.
Any others? Is there any motions?
There are no other speakers. I'd move approval.
Second?
Second.
Roll call vote.
Commissioner Chen?
No, I seconded. Oh, aye.
For roll call voting. Miley?
Aye.
Chair Sullivan?
Aye.
That carries by three ayes.
Okay, item 3C, approve the 2024 annual report or provide direction, including possible formation of a subcommittee. The city clerk, please, a brief presentation.
So I brought the annual report to you all tonight because we have only four members currently, and two members are unfortunately leaving us. And so I thought the commission might want to wrap up, this year and approve the annual report tonight, so rather than punt it to, a majority new commission. So that was the thought. And you do not have to adopt it tonight. You do have still options of, sending it back, forming a subcommittee, anything else you'd like to do. But the main thing was this year there were just two complaints filed. The first complaint was withdrawn. I did amend today the annual report because the hearing was scheduled for the second complaint that was filed, and it's now been set for Wednesday, December 18th at 5:30. This will be the first with the hearing officer. This will follow all the new administrative regulations. A notice will go out 10 days in advance. It'll be announced at the council meeting. The list of public interested public will be invited to, attend remotely or in person. So, this is basically, the annual report that you can approve every year. There were changes this year to the Sunshine Ordinance about the annual report, so I kind of highlighted those changes in the staff report and in the annual report, and I basically outlined what the commission did this year with its meetings and then did the chart on the complaints. But you are welcome to add, subtract, whatever you want to do tonight, or punt it down the road if you'd like. So.
Okay. Commissioners, do you have any questions of the city clerk?
No questions for me.
No, I just have, isn't the comment period after the questions?
Yeah, it's questions, then public speakers, and then comments.
Right, so I'm waiting for the comment period.
Okay. Are there any speakers?
There are none.
Okay. Are there any comments?
Yes. As the longest lived member of this commission, we had a lot of recommendations for the city council to look at the setup of the Open Government Commission. And then one of the things which we never had time to do was to put on educational forums, opportunities for the public to learn more about what the Sunshine Ordinance provides for and what they can do with it and how to utilize it and talk about open government in general. So when the commissioners came up with that idea, we had a full agenda almost every month. So there was really no time to really think about, you know, kind of the whole open government democracy kind of education forum that needs to happen because people forget what their rights are and what they can do and what does fit within the parameters and what doesn't. So since I won't be here, you know, it doesn't seem very good to say, oh, let's all do this, you know, the last person left standing. So
it's just something after tonight too.
So but it's something that needs to be said, because when we were in full functioning with at least two or three complaints, you know, at each meeting, we saw all these things that needed to be fixed. And last year we didn't have any complaints hearings, so it's kind of hard to. I mean, it could be many different reasons, but one of them could be people don't even know what the Open Government Commission does and what the Sunshine Ordinance offers to residents. You know, I mean, Mr. Garfinkel has some really good points. So I think that it's really time for us to look at what previous city councils have done in putting on the Sunshine Ordinance, and to relook at how we can really increase the citizens, the residents of Alameda's participation in civic government.
Thank you, Commissioner.
The only comment I'd have to provide is just thanks to Madam City Clerk for drafting the report for the commission.
I make a motion to adopt.
Second.
Roll call vote.
Commissioners Chen.
Aye.
Miley.
Aye.
Chair Sullivan.
Aye.
That carries by 3 ayes.
Item 3D, review the records retention schedule. Please, a brief presentation.
So the commission has reviewed this in the past. This commission has not. It's been several years pre-pandemic. And so we were bringing forth some new changes and circulated the retention schedule amongst all the departments. The main departments that made changes were library and HR. The base reuse and economic development department was actually created during the time that we hadn't made changes, so we added a section for them. And then we made one other change to the overall correspondence to lower it from 3 years to 2 years to match whatever most other agencies do. So these changes are brought to the commission so you can take a look at the schedule, and then the next step will be taking it to the council for adoption. So pretty, you know, not hugely significant changes.
Any commissioners have any questions for the clerk? Yes?
Yes. So some of the items have asterisks by them, and I was just wondering if you could kind of illuminate why some do and some don't.
Uh-oh. I'm going to have to find an asterisk to explain it. I didn't.
Let's see here. Page.
Even this one.
Well, it's page 29 of the report that I'm looking at that has a number of items that have the stars.
Oh, page 29 of the actual report.
Yeah.
Down on the bottom page.
Yeah, and okay. There's, you know, they're all over the place, but that's just the page
perfect.
I'm on.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Correspondence and internal memoranda policy and program development.
Yeah.
It's star US, then the red line changes to 2.
That is so interesting.
And then there's one that doesn't have a red line that's staying the same.
Had a star already.
Yeah. So I just was curious what that indicated since it wasn't spelled out in the schedule. And if you don't know, maybe that's something to look into for the future.
Yeah, that is interesting. You know, I don't think there's any significance to them, so I could actually further clean it up and get rid of those asterisks. I don't know. I mean, they were definitely there in prior versions, and I can do a little bit of research before I take it to the council and make sure, but if they're not useful, I will definitely eliminate them because, okay. I mean, even that, like, if you, goals and objectives are CYE plus 5, and then the line right below is asterisk CYE plus 7 for news releases. So let me do some research and figure out why they exist or don't exist, and then I'll either clean it up or offer an explanation when it goes to council.
Sure.
So it's a great question.
And
thank
then,
you.
Chair, just one final question.
By all means.
So jump to page 34. Mm-hmm. And once again, this is a kind of a observation I saw throughout the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
The first line item under medical and exposure reports, it only lists 2 years. And whereas a lot of the other years have a code before it, and then the number of years. And so, like, does that just mean 2 years from the date of creation? 2 years to the calendar year, like
yes.
Yeah.
So that would be because it's got a specific date assigned to that record, like when it was made. It has a specific date. It's 2 years. So a lot of them, the reason why they have the codes is because, like, for example, it could be a contract that's active for 5 years. So then it would be until the contract has closed plus the 5 years. So that one, because it has a specific date of creation, it's only valid for 2 years from that specific date. That's why it's just a set year.
And so mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily know the rationale,
yeah.
I would just make sure and double check for
okay.
each of those line items mm-hmm. that actually does correspond to a document that has a
date of
creation.
Can do.
Any other questions? Having those, are we still able to make a motion to approve that with those questions outstanding?
Absolutely. But before, we do have a speaker as well.
Okay, great.
Jay Garfinkel.
I'm back. It's good that we define how long we're going to keep the records, but as a concerned citizen, I'm much more concerned with what's going on now rather than facilitating the ability of somebody to go back and look at a record 5 or 6 or 7 years after. In other words, from today to be able to go back and look at what was done 5 years ago. I think the reason that there haven't been more complaints in the last year or so is that the council has has ratcheted down to the point where it doesn't make much sense for concerned citizens to bring complaints. But anyway, thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, commissioners? Okay, is there any motions?
I move to accept the
second.
Report.
Roll call vote.
Commissioner Chen.
Aye.
Miley.
Aye.
Chair Sullivan.
Aye.
That carries by 3 ayes.
Last staff update.
So I already mentioned it earlier, but I will mention it again under staff update. A Sunshine Ordinance complaint was received. Staff attempted to work with the complainant and it didn't get resolved. So it is going to a hearing. It'll be the first hearing with the hearing officer. Once again, that date is Wednesday, December 18th at 5:30 here in City Hall in Conference Room 360. So we will see how this goes. And the next order of business is a sad one. I would just like to sincerely thank Commissioners Chen and Chair Sullivan for serving on this commission. It was a lot. There were a lot of hearings at first and a lot of other business. And then we kind of had a gap year almost, it feels like. But But thank you so much, and we will miss you, and we wish you very well, and your time and effort to this commission is really greatly appreciated.
Oh, thank you very much. Are there any other commissioner, do you have any communications that you'd like to address at this time?
Oh, yes. Madam City Clerk, you have watched this commission from when I first started, and it's always difficult to ask regular residents to jump in and start looking at the functions of a local government. And we had a huge learning curve, and I think you really helped us navigate it, and we really appreciated it. And we've both gotten grayer.
I know we have.
But I don't think anyone, people appreciate the role of the city clerk in any city, because there's, if they do their job, no one notices. And it's just the every time a little mistake comes up, you know, it's the end of the world, but it's not. I mean, the city clerk has to handle millions of documents, you know, and navigate something that is a big headache, I think. And so I just have to say, the city should bow down to Madam City Clerk and really appreciate everything you did for this commission, because we went through some really rough years there, and it was very helpful that you helped guide us through the that journey.
Thank you.
Chair Sullivan. Being that this is, I guess, your last meeting, and your last meeting, just want to say it's been a pleasure serving with you. Appreciate you stepping up to fill the chair seat in this gap year, and you know, Commissioner Chen. You know, I think that you also provided, I think, loads of guidance. I speak for myself, being a new member, just all of last year, right? really appreciate your guidance and getting to serve with you. And I'm sure I'll see you around the halls of county government.
Right.
All right. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right. Happy holidays,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Hope you
too.
Had a good day.
Yeah.